Chapter 19. It had worked. I couldn't even begin to process what I'd done. I'd brought a mortal back to life. I wasn't sure if I'd just never believed my gift would work on a mortal, or if it was because I'd never believed I would do it. And the silvery glow? That was completely new. Did it happen because I'd used my gift on a mortal? I wasn't sure. I lay in bed for hours, unable to shut down my thoughts enough to fall asleep, even though the cold press against the nape of my neck had long since faded. No one would ever know but Ezra. Marisol would never learn the truth, and Odetta's warning would not come to fruition. Everything was fine. Nothing had changed. Marisol's soul hadn't entered the Shadowlands yet, so it wasn't like he, the Primal of Death, would even know. I'd only done it this once, and I would never do it again, so I needed to stop dwelling on it. The night sky had already begun to give way to the gray of dawn by the time I finally drifted off to sleep. I tossed and turned on the narrow bed, the thin night rail, itchy in the stale heat of my room, the pillow too flat and then too full. I dreamt of wolves and serpents chasing me. I dreamt of chasing a dark-haired man who wouldn't look at me no matter how many times I called out to him, and each time I woke, I swore I heard Odetta's voice in my ear. I wasn't sure what finally drew me from my fitful sleep, but when I opened my eyes, my head wasn't even on the pillow, and the glare of the late morning sun was bright. I blinked rapidly, surprised that I had managed to sleep this late. I hadn't planned on that. But I was relieved that the ache in my temples had receded as I rolled onto my back. Tavius leaned against the closed door of my bedchamber, arms crossed over his chest. I stared at him for what felt like an eternity, not quite sure if I was really seeing him. There was no logical reason for him to be in here. None at all. I had to be having a nightmare.
"Nice of you to finally wake," Tavius said.
I snapped out of my stupor, jackknifing upright. "What in the hell are you doing in my bedchamber?"
"Do I need a reason? I'm the prince. I can go wherever I please," he replied, and then laughed as if he had said something funny.
I studied him as I dropped one bare foot onto the stone floor. His hair was uncombed, face flushed under the shadow of his unshaven jaw. The white shirt he wore was untucked and wrinkled, so were the loose white pants. He looked as if he hadn't yet gone to bed. My gaze returned to his face. His eyes were bright.
"Are you drunk?" I asked. "Is that how you lost your way to your rooms?" "I know exactly where I am."
Tavius unfolded his arms and pushed away from the door.
"You and I need to have a chat."
The remnants of sleep vanished in an instant. My gaze flicked over him once more, searching for signs of a weapon. I saw none.
"There is nothing that you and I need to talk about," I said,
inching my hand across the thin mattress toward the underside of my pillow, where, during the last 3 years, I'd started keeping my dagger as I slept.
"Unless you're here to express remorse for being the cause of 3 young guards' deaths."
He frowned at me.
"I've no idea what you're talking about."
"Are you really going to pretend that you had nothing to do with those guards who attacked me?" I lowered my other foot to the floor as I shifted toward the head of the bed.
"Oh, you're talking about them."
"Yes. The guards you hired to risk their lives for coin you do not have." He sneered.
"You think far too highly of yourself if you believe I'd waste even 1 coin on anything that has to do with you."
"If that was supposed to be an insult, you need to do better," I snapped back, slipping my fingers under the pillow.
"It's just the truth, little sister."
"Do not call me sister," I hissed.
"That is an insult."
He sucked in a breath, his nostrils flaring as he jerked his head back.
"You will speak to me with respect."
I coughed out a harsh laugh. No, I will not. What I will do is give you a chance to leave this room with your flesh and ego intact. A muscle throbbed in his temple, and I braced myself for an explosion of anger. Instead, he laughed softly, and unease unfurled.
You're so mouthy now, sister. I must admit I preferred the meek and submissive version of you.
Is that so? Under the pillow, I spread my fingers out and
found nothing.
I glanced at the pillow, my stomach dropping.
What is it, sister?
Tavius queried, and my gaze shot to him. He reached around to his back.
Missing something?
Disbelief thundered as he pulled the Shadowstone dagger from behind him. The unease took root deep in my chest. How did you get that?
You were sleeping. You didn't even feel me slide it out from under the pillow,
he replied.
What a tacky place to keep such a weapon.
He grinned.
It would have been safer under the mattress.
How long had he been in my bedchamber? Bile crept up my throat as I pulled my hand out from under the pillow and gripped the edge of the mattress. There was no way Tavius could have been quiet or stealthy enough to do that. I had been sleeping far more deeply than I realized. I forced myself to take a long, slow breath. He may have my dagger, but that was all he had. What do you want to talk about, Tavius? I asked, gauging the distance between us to be about 6 feet.
So defiant,
he whispered, the flush of his cheeks heightening. He slammed the dagger into the wardrobe without warning, causing me to jump. The white handle reverberated from the impact. I hated that he had caught me off guard. I really hated how that smirk deepened. I bet he was rather proud of what he'd done with the dagger. And I would also be willing to bet that he was too much of an arrogant fool to realize that he'd given up the only chance he had of protecting himself, as paltry an opportunity as that would have been. You're going to want to leave my bedchamber, I warned, flattening my feet on the floor.
And you're going to want to change that attitude of yours, especially after what happened.
What happened? Is this because I attended the rite? Muscles in my legs tensed as I stood. Am I really to be punished for such a horrid offense?
That was one hell of a stunt you pulled, daring to show your face. But...
He swallowed as his gaze lowered again. The night rail barely reached my knees. His perversion distracted him, and it would cost him. I shot forward, not for him, but for the dagger. It seemed like the smart choice, if not the choice I wanted. Instinct demanded that I go at him and lay him out. But I also knew that whatever harm I inflicted upon him would be paid back tenfold. That was why I chose the dagger, thinking I could threaten him into leaving. And that choice cost me. Tavius moved faster than I anticipated. In a stuttered heartbeat, I realized I'd underestimated him. He crashed into me, holding my arms to my sides.
I don't think so, he said.
He twisted us so sharply my legs went out from under me. He pushed hard, forcing both of us forward. I kicked out, but there was nothing but empty space. He turned again, and the sparse bedchamber whirled wildly. I caught a glimpse of the bed before he dropped me, belly first, onto the mattress. It provided little softness. The impact knocked the air out of my lungs and sent a jolt of dull pain across my midsection. I started to flip over, but he came down on top of me, pinning my legs and torso under the weight of his body, and my arms under the pressure of us both. I was trapped.
You may be trained, but at the end of the day, you're still just a weak female.
He pushed me down.
Who's finally going to fucking listen to me?
I was trapped. Get off me, I screamed into the mattress. His elbow pressed into the back of my head, forcing my face into the bedding. I breathed, only to inhale the sheet covering the bed. Panic exploded like a wild beast as I struggled, gaining nothing more than an inch. I screamed into the mattress, the sound captured and muffled. My heart pounded. I couldn't get enough air, not even when I managed to turn my head to the side, enough that I was no longer inhaling the sheet. I still couldn't get air into my lungs.
You will start respecting me now. Want to know why?
His foul breath, full of stale ale and liquor, blasted my cheek.
Ask me, sister. Ask me why.
Why? I spat, gasping as his elbow pressed into the space below my neck, sending a blast of pain down my spine. Fury roared through me, crashing into the building panic. I couldn't get enough air in, and the weight of him, the feel of him, was unbearable. I screamed again, and he shoved his forearm into the back of my head, pressing my face back into the mattress. My heart clawed at my chest. Dear gods, I was going to kill him. I was going to dig out his eyes with my bare fingers and then slice off his hands. He put his mouth to my ear.
Because I'm now king.
My heart thudded with disbelief.
Yeah,
he breathed, grabbing a fistful of hair. He lifted my head and I dragged in mouthfuls of air.
You heard me right. I am king.
How? Your father?
He died in the middle of the night, in his sleep.
He yanked my head back. Fiery pain erupted over my scalp, and pressure pulled down on my spine as he held my head and neck at an unnatural angle.
The healers say it was an ailment of the heart.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing. None of it made sense. But if he spoke the truth, how was Ezra? How was my mother?
So, I've ascended the throne, even with all my drinking and chasing skirts. What do you think about that?
What did I think about that? Fate must have a sense of humor, I forced out.
Stupid cunt.
Spittle hit the side of my cheek as he continued to pull. Good gods, he was going to snap my neck.
I don't think you understand what this means for you. My father let you do whatever you wanted, even though you failed us. Let you speak to people however you wanted. Speak to me like you do. Not anymore.
Is your ego that fragile? I spat. Tavius shoved my face back into the mattress. Whatever relief came from the pressure being gone from my neck and spine was replaced by smothering panic. My struggles renewed as I managed to get a thin breath of air.
But things are going to change. You won't have protection any longer, nor do you have the aid of your knight.
I stopped moving. I stopped fighting as his words sank in through the panic. His fingers tightened around my hair.
Sir Holland has been reassigned as of this morning. He was on the ship that left for the Vodina Isles. He will personally oversee a treaty of peace between our kingdom and theirs.
My throat seized. Sir Holland had been sent to Vodina? After what had been done to their lords? After what I'd done? That was a death sentence. That is, if Tavius spoke the truth. I couldn't imagine that Sir Holland wouldn't have left without finding me. He would have made time, unless he hadn't been given a chance. A heavy knot settled in my chest. Is he alive? I rasped out.
As of now, he should be,
Tavius answered, and I wasn't sure if I could believe him. But could I allow myself to doubt his truth?
But you? I think you're going to wish you were on your way to Vodina with him.
The back of my eyes burned as I desperately tried to rein in my emotions. King Ernold was dead. I'd never been all that close to the man, but I'd known him for my entire life. And Ezra? My mother? Sir Holland? What about the people of Lasania? This couldn't be happening.
I'm not like my father, he said. Nor am I like your mother. I don't for one second believe that the primal will come for you. He saw what a worthless thing you are. He rejected you. You won't save the kingdom.
His words cut into my skin. And you will?
Yes.
I almost laughed. How?
You'll see soon enough, he promised. But first, there is something you need to understand. I can do whatever I want to you right now. There isn't one damn soul who would step in and stop me. Or, let's be honest, care enough to do so.
He tilted my head to the side again.
Not so mouthy now, are you?
Tavius laughed.
Yeah, it's time to rethink that attitude of yours.
Why do you hate me? I asked, even as I told myself I didn't care. You were like this from day one.
Why?
Tavius laughed.
Are you that obtuse? I was surprised he knew what the word meant.
I guess so.
You were the maiden, fated to belong to the primal of death, he said. You failed at that. But that doesn't change who you really are, Princess Seraphina, the last of the Mirel bloodline.
My heart stuttered as understanding seeped into me, along with a hefty dose of disbelief. You're worried I will try to stake a claim to the throne?
You could, he whispered. Many wouldn't believe you. I doubt you'd have the support of even your own mother. But enough people would be willing to believe you. Believe anyone who claimed to be a Mirel.
All these years I'd assumed that Tavius had little to no desire to take the crown. Never once had I even considered that my right to the throne drove his hateful behavior.
I'd been wrong. So wrong. I have a question, sister. What do you want me to do right now?
Die. Die a long, slow, and painful death.
You want me to get off you?
He taunted.
Then say it.
I said nothing. He dug his fingers into my hair and jerked my head so sharply, pain shot down my spine.
Say it with respect, Sarah.
Every part of my being rebelled, but I forced my jaws open. I forced the words to the tip of my tongue. Get off me, Tavius.
No, that's not it. You know it.
I hated him.
Gods, I hated him.
Please. He tisked under his breath, clearly enjoying this.
It's, will you please get off me, King Tavius?
Opening my eyes, I focused on the rays of light streaming in through the small window. You are not my king, nor will you ever be. Tavius stilled above me and then released his grip, suddenly rolling off me. I quickly shifted to my back, breathing heavily. Tavius smiled as he backed away.
Gods, I hoped you'd answer that way. Do you know what you just did?
I glared at him, my jaw aching.
You made a treasonous statement.
That fevered glow returning to his eyes, Tavius gripped the handle of my dagger, tearing it free. A chunk of wood flew into the air. He slipped the dagger into his belt and barked out one word,
guards.
I shot to my feet as the door swung open and two royal guards stalked in. But it wasn't them that sent a cold bolt of dread down my spine. It was the one who remained in the hallway. It was Pike, the royal guard who'd stood outside my stepfather's office the day I'd found the Coopers. It was what was in his hands. A bow, aimed straight at my chest. Everything in me slowed as I stared at the sharp edge of the arrow, held steady in Pike's hands.
Fight them, and I think you know exactly what will happen,
Tavius said. I couldn't look away from the sharp point. I was fast, but not faster than an arrow. The eager look on Pike's face told me that he really hoped that I fought. The smile on Tavia's face said the same. And it was in that moment that I realized that whatever Tavius planned, now or later, there was a good chance he didn't expect me to survive. And there was also a high probability that he wanted me to beg, cry, or plead. I wouldn't give them that. I wouldn't fight them. They would not get any of that from me. My back straightened as I inhaled slowly and deeply. I would not give them anything. Things had slowed inside me, but felt as if they'd sped up outside of me. The two guards gripped my arms with gloved hands, walking me from the chamber. Tavius spoke to the royal guard, who waited at the end of the hall, speaking too quietly for me to hear. The guard turned, quickly jogging off ahead of us, as I was forced down to the main floor and led through the hall the servants used. The faces of those we passed were a blur. I didn't know if they looked our way, how much they saw, or what they thought, as the guards walked me into the great hall, passing between columns adorned in gold scrollwork, as we entered the grandest chamber in Wayfair. Banners taller than many of the homes within Carcedonia hung from the dome-shaped glass ceiling to the floors, the golden royal crest glittering in the light from the numerous gas lamps and candle sconces. A secondary wall of pillars circled the main floor, creating a somewhat private alcove. They too were adorned with golden designs, and that scrollwork continued across the marble and limestone floor, down the wide steps of the alcove, and then forward like veins of gold, stretching all the way to the raised dais, where the king's and queen's diamond and citrine-jeweled thrones sat. They were empty now, but one was draped in white fabric. Black petals had been strewn about the cloth, a ceremonial act representing the king's passing. The massive circular chamber was still in a state of disarray from the prior night's celebrations. Servants came to a complete standstill as we entered. Dozens of them.
"Everyone out," Tavius barked. "Now."
No one hesitated. They scurried from the hall in a flurry of starched white tunics and blouses. My gaze collided with one. Her. The young woman who'd been in the room where the guards had been lying in wait. Her blue eyes were wide as she quickly looked away, casting her gaze to the floor. Tavius strode down the wide steps onto the main floor, and my gaze traveled to what he walked toward. The statue of the Primal of Life. Breathtaking detail had been given to the Primal Colas. The heavy-soled calligi and armored plating shielding his legs looked real, as did the knee-length tunic and the chainmail covering his chest and torso, all carved from the palest marble. He held a spear in one hand and a shield in the other. The warrior, the protector, the king of the primals, gods, and mortals. Even the bones in his hands and the curl to his hair had been captured in astonishing detail. But his face was nothing but smooth stone. The lack of features always unnerved me, just as it did whenever I saw the rare renderings of the Primal of Death. Tavius looked up at the statue.
"This would work."
He turned to me, that smirk fixed upon his lips.
"A rather fitting place for you, I think."
"Breathe in." I had no idea what he was up to, or what my punishment would be as the royal guards forced me down the steps. Spilled liquid dampened the soles of my feet. Hold. White petals crumbled under my steps. I glanced up at Colas's stone, featureless face, fighting the tremble starting in my legs. I forced my muscles to lock as footsteps entered the hall from behind. "Breathe out."
"Ah, perfect timing."
Tavius clapped his hands together.
"Bind her and put her on her knees."
"Breathe in." I felt the edge of the arrow poking me in the back. I went down stiffly to my knees, at the feet of the Primal King. The royal guards brought my wrists together, and the guard who had been waiting outside my chamber at the end of the hall was suddenly beside me, wrapping one end of a rope around my wrists. I showed no reaction to the tight pull against my skin as he jerked the bindings around the statue's arm, forcing my arms above my head. Hold. My lungs burned as the guards backed away. The breath I'd dragged in hadn't been deep enough. I exhaled a thin stream of air. What was happening? Tavius moved out of my line of sight. I cranked my head to the side to see what he was doing. Air cracked with a thin whistle, turning my skin to ice. No. No, he wouldn't. My heart started racing as I pulled at the bonds, my stomach twisting. I knew that sound. I'd heard it when I walked into the barn that night as he'd whipped his horse for throwing him. There was no...
You've always reminded me of a wild horse. Too stubborn, too temperamental, too proud, despite your numerous failures.
Tavius drawled, drawing closer. I heard him dragging the leather lash over his palm.
There's only one way to get a steed to respect its master. You have to break it.
Tavius knelt beside me. Nothing about his eyes was warm. There was nothing humane.
Just like you should have broken the night you failed the entire kingdom. But you'll learn today.
I stared at him, my heart slowing. I wasn't there. I didn't feel the cool tile under my knees or the too tight rough rope around my wrists. I donned the veil. I retreated into myself. But I didn't fade to nothing. I wasn't an empty vessel. The canvas wasn't blank. Something dark and tremendous sparked inside me, like a violent strike against flint. An icy fire was birthed in the center of my chest. It poured through my body, filling all those hollow places. My blood hummed, and the center of my chest throbbed. I tasted shadow and death in the back of my throat as that icy fire burned through me. I lifted my eyes to Tavius's, the corners of my lips curling up. I heard words pass my lips, sentences full of smoke.
I'm going to kill you.
I barely recognized the voice as mine.
I will slice the hands from your body and then carve your heart from your chest before setting it on fire. I will watch you burn.
Tavius's pupils expanded.
You stupid bitch.
I laughed. I didn't even know where the laugh had come from, but it felt ancient and endless, and it wasn't mine. I thought Tavius heard it. For a second, I swore I saw fear in his eyes, doubt. For just a second, and then his lips curled into a sneer.
You won't be doing anything, sister. I doubt you'll be able to even speak your name by the time I'm through with you. You'll be broken,
he swore.
You will respect me.
Never, I whispered, and then looked away, focusing on the stone hand holding the hilt of the spear. Seconds ticked by as Tavius remained kneeling beside me, his chest rising and falling rapidly. I stayed in that faraway place where nothing but icy fire filled my insides, leaving no room for dread or fear or anything else. When Tavius rose, I felt nothing but the kiss of promised retribution. When he walked behind me, I held my chin high. When he roughly tossed my braid over my shoulder, exposing my back, I didn't move. When the air cracked again, I didn't flinch. The snapping pain streaked across my back from my shoulders to my waist, sudden and intense. A harsh breath punched out of me. That was the only sound in the great hall. The royal guards remained silent. Tavius didn't even speak. I forced myself to breathe through the pain. The whistle of the whip was the only warning. I braced myself, but there was no way to prepare. No breathing exercise to ease what was to come. Fiery pain erupted as my entire body jerked forward and then fell back as far as the ropes would allow. I shuddered, telling myself that I could handle this. Tavius wasn't strong enough to break skin. He was the weak one. The night rail slipped down my arms, gaping in the front as I slowly rightened myself. As soon as I could, I would carry out my promise. I would cut off his hands and feed that whip to him until he choked on it. I would carve out his heart and then watch him burn.
Look at you.
There was a thickness to Tavius's voice. He snapped the whip off the tile, and my entire body flinched. He laughed.
Still so defiant. But it's an act. You're afraid. Weak. Would you like me to stop? You know what to say.
I turned my head to the side, seeing him through the strands of hair that had slipped free. He was standing behind me. Tavius, I said between gritted teeth. Please, kindly, go fuck yourself. Someone inhaled sharply, one of the royal guards. I heard boots shuffling, but Tavius laughed again, cursing me. I could make out him lifting the whip, and I closed my eyes.
What in the God's name are you doing, Tavius?
My mother's voice suddenly rang out through the great hall. My eyes flew open to see them both garbed in the white of mourning. She gasped.
Dear gods! Have you lost your senses?
Ezra. That was her. The flare of stinging pain along my back faded as I saw her standing next to my mother.
My gods! What is wrong with you?
First off, neither of you two addressed me appropriately. But given the shock of the last several hours, I will let it slide.
Tavius stated calmly, unbothered by their reaction.
As for what I'm doing, it is what should have been done.
He staggered to the side, eyes widening as he stared at the floor.
What the?
Ezra had come to a stop on the steps. A blur of plum and gold poured in through the open doors of the great hall as royal guards arrived. And under me, the petals vibrated as the floor trembled. Thin fissures formed in the tile and ran across the carved calligi, enclosing Colas's feet. I watched as the tiny splinters traveled up the stone legs. Confused, I lifted my head.
What in the world?
A blast of thunder shook the entire great hall. Someone cried out. Delicate flutes left behind on trays and tables exploded. Chairs toppled. Tables shattered. Plaster fell from the columns and walls as cracks raced up pillars and screamed across the ceiling's glass dome. A gust of icy wind whipped through the great hall, and the air charged with power. The hairs all along my body rose as a faint mist seeped out from the fissures in the floor.
Ether.
Tavius took a step back as the space between us began to vibrate. Air crackled and hissed, emanating silvery white sparks that swirled and lashed through the space just as the whip had. And then the very realm tore open, and darkness tinged in silver spilled out from the tear, splashing on the floor and rising in a thick, dark, swirling mist. In the throbbing mass, a tall form could be seen as thick tendrils curled through the air, spreading across the floor, forming a pillar of night, and then another, completely obscuring all others in the hall. In each column of churning shadows, a form took shape. as the shadows, all of them that filled the hall, retracted, as if drawn back to him. I knew who stood in the center, without even seeing his face or any features inside the pulsing mass of midnight that stretched up and outward in the shape of massive wings that blocked the sun's light. Death had finally returned.